This week on The Marquee, we've got romance and radio hits. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Arum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On a Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Jersey Boys, directed by Clint Eastwood, chronicles the lives of four young New Jersey singers that form the Four Seasons, the iconic 60s music group led by the legendary falsetto Frankie Valli. Bringing some of the cast from the Broadway version to the big screen gives the film a lot of credibility. On paper, Clint Eastwood may seem like an odd directing choice, but he proves once again that he's a director capable of reinventing himself.
In Think Like a Man 2, the couples from the 2012 rom-com based on the self-help book by Steve Harvey head to Vegas for a wild weekend of bachelor and bachelorette parties. And as the men and women separate, things get completely out of hand.
Opening at the Drexel, the Polish drama Ida follows a young woman during the 1960s that is on the verge of taking her vows to become a nun. When her superior insists that she visit her last surviving relative, a dark secret dating back to the Second World War is revealed.
Opening at the Gateway, Stand Clear of the Closing Doors follows a young autistic boy who runs away after a bad day at school. As he sets out on a journey through New York's subway system, his family tries to find him and bring him home.
The documentary Citizen Koch explores the rise of the Tea Party in the United States and the relationship our politicians have with corporate fundraising.
Or for family-friendly films on a budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see Rio 2, Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, or Disney Nature's Bears. But for my pick this week, I'm going to skip the newest releases. Jersey Boys is a decent musical bio, but it's slow and drawn out. So I'll return to my pick from last week, the fun-filled buddy cop comedy of 22 Jump Street.
What Kristen describes as slow and drawn out, I'll describe as deliberate. I don't think Jersey Boys will get much award buzz at the end of the year, but I was pleasantly shocked by how often I had to restrain myself from humming along. And to answer your question, listeners, Kristen and I did not switch brains this week. Our recommendations are completely our own.
Or if this week's new releases don't have you racing out to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Lego Movie. In this wacky animated adventure, Chris Pratt voices Emmett, a mild-mannered, bumbling construction worker who accidentally joins the resistance movement, working with a team of master builders to try to save the world. Spastic and silly, but with a surprisingly grown-up sense of humor, it's a clever and creative film for the whole family.
The Grand Budapest Hotel is Wes Anderson's latest film. Ralph Fiennes stars as Gustav H., a womanizing concierge accused of murdering a wealthy guest. With the help of his loyal lobby boy, he attempts to clear his name and return to his beloved hotel.
In the indie drama Joe, Nicolas Cage stars as an ex-con who's struggling to stay out of trouble. But when he meets a troubled teen, played by Ty Sheridan, he's faced with some difficult decisions.
Also being released is Netflix's groundbreaking drama House of Cards Season 2, starring Kevin Spacey. If you're in a mood for a more retro title, you can check out one of this week's catalog releases, like 1979's Home Before Midnight and the schlocky House of Mortal Sin. Or for some more wholesome entertainment, there's 1994's Black Beauty, starring Sean Bean, David Thewlis, and Alan Cumming.
Well, for my pick this week, I've got to go with The Lego Movie. This silly and surprisingly clever family flick is still one of my favorites of the year. With a filmography that includes this, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, and the Jump Street movies, directors Phil Lord and Christopher Miller are quickly becoming ones to watch.
As for me, I'll go with the Grand Budapest Hotel. I can't really put a finger on what I liked about it. I just really enjoyed it. If you've been a past fan of Wes Anderson's unique comedic and artistic stylings, you'll surely fall in love with this bizarre tale as well.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for the return of a bunch of big, noisy robots. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyou2.com.
Until next week,
just because you are a character doesn't mean that you have character.